It seems to me that youth events always seem to centre around food. I don't know why that is. You know, it's like nobody ever gets fed at home, and I'm sure that's not true. And here we are for the most important meal of the day. Whether you are a partaker or a watcher of this meal, it has significance. It is central to the things that we believe. And whilst Christine has very nicely arranged the things on the table for us and so on, it isn't Christine's table. And it isn't my table. And it isn't me who's inviting you to share a meal. It is God and the Lord Jesus who want us to be part of their family meal. And that's what we're going to do later. So if you just stay where you are, let's talk to them. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come into your presence. Not that we're not always in your presence, but at times like this, we are more particularly aware of the fact that you are here and that you promise to be here where even a couple of people together are talking and thinking about you. That the whole essence of your being wants a relationship with mankind. That you reach out to us. And that you love us in a way that no earthly father can, looking past all of our stupidity, our recklessness, and our willful wrongdoing, to see in us and to clothe us with your righteousness. Thank you. And I pray that wherever we are on our journey to you and our relationship with you, that this morning you will draw us all closer. That we may understand you more. Draw closer to you. Know you better. Love you more. Amen. So, we're going to sing two songs now to open. The first of those is Blessed Be Your Name. And Blessed Be Your Name looks at our lives and the contact with God in all of those different situations. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, but also blessed be your name when the sun's shining down and it's all as it should be, but blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Wherever we are, God is there. Blessed be your name. Father, we've heard about a number of people who are suffering at the moment. Joel, Finn, Joe. And I'm sure that there are others here who haven't put their hand up, don't want to share how they're feeling, whether it's a health worry or stresses or whatever. And Leah too, who I missed off.